It's a Wednesday morning, it's midweek, Mac, it's the Wirral Radio Breakfast Show. We're live across the North West and North Wales on digital radio on DAB and on 92.1 FM on the Wirral. On the line is still Ruth, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'll tell you what,
I'm still in shock. I can't believe you're here after, you know, we've had a few issues, haven't we, with me and Ruth and me and Eamon and stuff. And
yeah.
It even hit Woman's Own, didn't it, recently?
It did.
It's all true, isn't it, if it's in there? Do you know what I mean?
I know. It all gets in there. Well, we're on the front of those magazines most weeks, about to split up.
You are.
You never see them.
You've had more comebacks, haven't you, Frank Sinatra?
Is that always good news or bad news when it's on the front? You know, when they're telling you you two have split up?
Yeah.
Do you think someday, I wish that was true?
No comment.
Yeah. Only if.
The thing is, I know those headlines are very sensationalist because it'll say, the cracks are starting. Show. The first one they did was 2 weeks after we were married. It said, is this divorce, Raymond and Ruth? And that was Twitter's fault because I bought our son Jack, a full set of drums. And Eamon came back, was away for the weekend, and he came back and he put on Twitter, being away for the weekend, Ruth bought Jack a full drum kit. Surely this is grounds for divorce. You see, yeah. So when you actually read the stories, the thing is, a lot of people just see the headline in the newsagent and think that we're splitting up. But so, you know, we're 18 years together this year, so we're still going.
That's
strong.
Nice. Do you know, Neil was in the papers about the cracks appearing, but it was nothing to do with any kind of relationship. It was more to do with something called Botox.
Oh, do you know what, Ruth? I look like I've been ironed. It's great.
It's swollen. His face is swollen.
Beverly shares makeup tips and beauty tips with me, don't you?
Oh, I do. I do. Twitter. Yeah. Well, I give you my discount at Pound Paradise, don't I?
She does.
Yeah.
Which is really generous.
Was it Menopausal Mauve, that lipstick I got you last week? You loved, didn't you?
One of my favourites.
It is, isn't it? Works with your shoes. Listen, let's talk a bit about telly now. Because obviously that's where we all know you from and stuff. And Loose Women.
Yes.
That you started that a long time ago, didn't you?
Well, I was on the very first series ever of Loose Women,
yeah.
You know, and it was a whole new thing. And
yeah.
And I, you know, I'm a big fan of the show, and I've been on and off it over the years. Because, you know, that show evolves a lot because a lot of the women do other things. You know, some are singers and actresses and TV presenters like me.
This morning, I just think it's fabulous, absolutely fabulous. And you guys as well, there's this amazing chemistry. Do your row on air.
No, we don't row on air. That's a fallacy. That's one of those urban myths.
Right.
If you watch, we disagree
about
things, as I always say. You never see. Believe me, you would not want to see us have a full stand-up row. It's not pretty. We never do that. We're far too professional. We do disagree. And as I always say to people, I'm married to him. I don't have to agree with everything
that's
he says.
True.
You know, so when he says something, I say, no, I'm sorry, I don't agree with that. And the thing is, because we are married, when those discussions, they do tip over into, you know, if we're talking about, there's a survey that says how much housework men do or don't do, I can genuinely say you do nothing around the house. When was the last time you emptied the washing machine? Because we are a real a couple. And, you know, there are lots of kind of pairings on TV, like Phil and Holly, and, you know, which are very, very successful. But we have that little extra because we are married. And so we have those stories. You know, Eamon informed the nation that I kept him awake snoring the other night, which was absolutely true.
I remember that. I tell you. Get a
but
smack
it's just,
that.
You know, that's why I used to like watching Richard and Judy, because you did, you know, there were times, and we see them quite often, and I say to them, I often would say, oh, Judy's a bit snitchy with Richard today, but they've had a row.
Ruth, it's been an absolute pleasure, my darling.
Oh, thanks, Bev.
I can't thank you enough, and hopefully we'll see you, or speak to you again very soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good show.
That's Ruth, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Live from Surrey.